Adam. Adam, wake up. It's morning.
Mom.
Adam?
Oh, good morning, Eve.
It is a good morning, Adam. It's beautiful. The early morning sun, sparkling dew. Oh, Adam, I'm so glad God created me.
You're happy, aren't you?
Completely. And I always will be.
Unless we disobey God. Obedience, perfect and perpetual, will bring eternal happiness. Disobedience will bring unhappiness and death.
Death. What an ugly sounding word. I prefer to think of life, happiness, joy, and love.
And there's no need to think of death. We can live forever.
Forever and ever.
As long as we eat of the fruit of the tree of life, we will live forever. And the condition under which we can forever eat of the fruit is obedience. It's that simple.
We will obey.
We will. And as long as we do obey, our capacity to learn, to love, to be happy will continually increase.
I just couldn't be happier than I am at this moment.
Oh, Eve, darling. God endowed us with high intelligence. And that intelligence will grow and increase as we live and learn and obey. There's absolutely no limit to our happiness and joy.
I believe that, Adam, for I'm even happier now than I was a moment ago.
But there's one thing we must remember and never forget.
What?
And that is to love God and not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
That's right.
You see, I remember God's commandment word for word.
Oh, you're wonderful, Eve. I think you're God's crowning achievement of creation. You're so beautiful and lovely. I adore you.
And what, my dear husband, are we going to do today?
Do. We're going to work in the garden and dress it and keep it as God instructed us to do.
Adam, there's something I want.
I want.
Something beautiful. At least I think it would be.
Well, name it, Eve, and so shall it be.
Well, I want an enclosure, a room of solid color.
Ah.
Red, perhaps. Do you think that's possible?
Of course. We'll plant and train roses, red roses, to form your enclosure. A room of living color.
Oh, let's get started right now. One, two.
I'm eager to begin.
All right. You can collect the roses, and I'll walk around and select the place, and then we can start.
No, Eve. We must remain together, a united shield against the adversary. God has so instructed it.
Then I'll never, never leave your side, Adam. Never. Beautiful shade of red. We'll train this rose to be the archway into the room. Adam, come here and see this rose. Adam? Adam? Adam, where are you? I must have strayed farther from him than I thought, and he told me to stay by his side. The angel told me that, too, so I'd better. I have a mind of my own. I have intelligence enough to recognize Satan if he tries to tempt me. I'll go where I please in this garden. After all, it's mine, and I... Oh, there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Fruit is so beautiful. I wonder why God cautioned us not to eat it. Surely he would...
Did not God give you permission to eat of every tree in the garden?
No, we cannot eat of this fruit. He said that... Who's speaking? I don't see anyone.
Look up in the tree, Eve. Do you not see a serpent, the most subtle and beautiful of all God's creatures?
Yes.
It is I who speaks.
But you... Well, serpents can't talk, and they can't read minds, like you just read mine.
You're beautiful, Eve. The most beautiful of all God's creations. Your beauty surpasses even mine.
Really?
You're lovely, ravishing. But, Eve, you're not very intelligent.
I'm not.
No. Tell me, did God actually forbid you to eat of this fruit?
Why, yes. He said that if we even touch it, we would die.
And you believed him?
Well,
that, my beautiful Eve, is where you are not very intelligent. You will not die. Touch it. Eat it. You will not die.
Then why did God say we would?
Oh, my dear Eve, now you're showing signs of intelligence. You're questioning God's word. And I'll tell you why God forbids you to eat this fruit. God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened. You will become wise as God himself, and he doesn't want that. He would be jealous because you would achieve a higher sphere of existence, a broader field of knowledge.
What?
You would become equal with God. Naturally, he doesn't want that.
I don't believe it.
Don't believe it? I'm a serpent. Serpents can't talk. But I ate of this fruit, and then, Eve, then I ascended to the power of speech. You too, Eve, when you eat this fruit, will achieve godlike powers. You will become a goddess.
Oh.
See? I eat the fruit even now. I'm not dead.
No.
Neither will you die. You can't. You have eaten of the tree of life. Eat of this tree, Eve, and reach a nobler life. Find greater happiness. Here, take some of the fruit and eat it.
But God said we'd die if we even touched the fruit.
Oh, he did. But Eve, you are touching it. You're holding some of it in your hand, and you are not dead.
Why, I'm not, am I?
Of course not. Eat it, and you won't die either. Go on, eat it.
It does look like good fruit to eat.
It is.
Well, I guess just one bite won't hurt anything.
Of course it won't. Go on, eat it. Eating it won't harm you any more than touching it. That's it, Eve. Eat it. Eat another bite. And another.
It is good. It tastes delicious. And I do believe I'm ascending into a higher state of existence. I feel exuberant.
You are. Yes. Yes, you are. Eat more. Pluck some from the tree and eat all you want. And why don't you take some to Adam so he can eat too?
Yes, I will. I'll take a handful. Oh, I want Adam to become a god too. Oh, I can hardly wait to take these to Adam. We'll be happier than ever.